Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I am joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Cole.
Is it Grohl?
No, not necessarily a K and a G, but it's said differently.
That's in our Foo Fighters.
It's spelt weird, then, isn't it? Because it's K H O L, and that's pronounced Cole, as in C O L E.
Definitely not G.
No.
Anyway,
let's go into the garden.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. Now, it is all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week, we set a film for the other to watch. Then we come into the studio and we talk about what we loved, hated, and rated about the film. The beauty of our podcast is that anybody can join in. All you've got to do is watch along with the film at home and then join us in the studio every Thursday to find out what we thought of the film. This week's film, and the first film of Series 6, has been chosen by me, and it is the classic Begin Again. But before we get into talking all things Begin Again, as always, how's your week been? What have you been up to? But it hasn't just been a week, has it? Because we have been away from each other for quite a long time.
It's a big gap, isn't it? A couple of months.
I reckon it's well over two months.
2 months, yeah.
We've made them wait.
We have made them wait.
Yeah, because we finished, didn't we, the season. Then we did the little Olympic special. Yeah.
Finished on a high.
And then...
I still think about that cycling.
Oh, God, it was good.
I still think about God, you going good. Absolute guns. Absolute guns on a bike. And thinking, this is it. The velodrome, this is it. He's fucking won. Middle of the night, I'll go...
The greatest moment in TV history.
Greg LeMond out there. In the
you know when they do like the end of year shows? So like the highlights of 2022. Yeah, that'll be it. Be like Tiger Woods and Djokovic winning the Open and then me overtaking Wes.
Yes, so it's been a while.
But that's not a bad thing because sometimes we find ourselves in a position, especially with Jack, where he hasn't done anything. So he struggles to tell us.
Yeah.
But now he's got a load in.
I can see he's desperate to say something now, haven't you? You've got an animal encounter, haven't you, Jack?
I've got a few. I've got a few animal encounters. I've stored them up. I've not told you for the past 2 months.
Do you think, you know, we started this animal encounter thing. Do you think we now attract them?
I think we're more aware of them.
Thank you.
Well, I also have an animal encounter to come, which I still can't quite believe. And I think it's like, I almost thought you and producer Henry had got in on it together at one point.
What,
like it was that left field.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So go on, Jack, you go first.
Well, why don't we hear his left
field?
Yeah,
go on, left field.
Straight in. Big guns. The other week, I'm on a run.
Yeah.
And I run round Trafford Industrial Estate, which isn't the most pretty location. Ben's been a few times with me.
It's a bit of a lorry dodge, isn't it?
It's also not the most exotic location. So when you run in along the Bridgewater Canal, the last thing you expect to see in the middle of the fucking path is a giant, great big snake. Gigantic snake. Huge, bright orange, white spot in the middle of the path.
Were you early or late?
Late.
Running.
Late. About 7 PM.
Oh.
So how big?
6 foot.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like it's just escaped from someone's home?
Quite skinny, so not like
a
boa
snake.
Constrictor, yeah. But like massive.
Have you looked it up and say what it is?
You must have done.
I have looked it up.
Yeah, cobra.
This snake has been spotted before as well.
Oh?
Yeah, there's a big thing in the MEN. This snake's already been seen by a man from Warrington on the Bridgewater Canal. Now, it doesn't say where, on the Bridgewater Canal he saw it. But I've also seen it just off the Bridgewater Canal.
Same snake.
Same snake.
And it
said in the paper, it's a 6 foot snake.
Oh.
And it is a 6 foot snake.
So you're running up, you're on PB.
I'm on the path, yeah.
What are you listening to?
Probably Hannah Montana or something like that. Like okay. Miley Cyrus, Dreams, some cheesy music.
Yeah.
And then I go, what the hell is that? Stop. Jump off the pavement into the road.
Into the canal.
Pause my watch. And I'm like, that's a fucking snake.
Yeah.
Like, I was in complete disbelief.
Pictures. You must have taken pictures.
I don't take my phone out.
Oh!
No! What? You've always got your phone.
I never take my phone running.
Oh, the one time. The one time to Instagram something that's not your breakfast.
But what I did do, because I was in that much disbelief and I thought, no one's going to believe me.
Did you do? Draw it?
No.
I need some crayons and some paper.
I got back home from my run.
Yeah.
Had a shower and walked back.
You went back.
Yeah. Oh, you went back? It was still there?
It was in the bush.
Ooh! But hold on, when you were running and it was over the path, how did you get past it?
I jumped on the road.
But its
head was like on the curb, its entire body was on the path, and then there was more of it in the bush, and it was massive and it had its mouth open.
Okay, big question though for me.
Yeah.
Is it poisonous?
I think from a little bit of research.
And what is it?
It's a pet that's been abandoned. So someone's, I think, has gone to get rid of a snake. They've gone, let's just ditch it on the Bridgewater Canal.
Yeah.
And it's now changed the entire ecosystem of Manchester because we now have snakes.
But I didn't know potential Spider-Man villain, isn't it? Something.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Being flushed down the loo and then it fucking goes massive. Like that alligator in the sewer.
Yeah.
But is it poisonous? What is it? What snake
can't
is
be,
it?
Can it?
Well,
because
it was orange with white spots. Yeah. So isn't that a corn snake?
I've no idea.
My
You've
snake
been on
knowledge.
Google, come on.
My snake knowledge is not as good as it was.
I think it was a corn snake.
Never even heard of that snake.
Yeah.
Is that
Do
bad?
You want to see a picture of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that bad, a corn snake?
Yeah, let's just say yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a normal snake for around Trafford Park.
Oh, Jesus. It is tropical.
Well, that's an encounter.
Yeah.
That's a good encounter, actually. I thought it was just like a shitty grass snake. That's a proper...
I've got an animal encounter.
Right.
And it is about snakes.
Great.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
What a theme.
Oh, okay.
Right.
What a theme.
In Manchester.
So, Hanny's mum
comes
home from work the other night.
Yeah.
Right, she's got this friend at work that's got a pet snake.
Yeah.
Right.
She's lost it on the Bridgewater Canal.
No.
Yeah.
As people do.
Yeah.
Some people do, don't they? They have snakes and whatnot.
Yeah.
However, this snake sleeps at the bottom of a bed.
No. It already is creeping
right.
out.
Okay.
What do you mean? What, like...
Yeah, it's like, put it in a tank.
Night-night.
Yeah, night-night. Sleeps at the bottom of a bed. On the bed... On the bed, at the bottom of the bed.
How big, big snake?
It's a snake. It's a snake. It's big. It's
They're not... sorry if anyone at home has one. They're not a normal pet. Get a dog.
Right, yeah. So, anyway, it sleeps at the bottom of the bed. This snake, he starts to come off his food, right? Stops eating, okay?
Eats the owner.
No. And starts to come further up the bed.
Oh, God.
He starts to get in the bed, right, and sleep. So it's fine. She cuddles it and blah, blah, blah and whatnot.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. But he's not eating. So she takes him to the vet.
He's eating the cat.
The vet, no.
He's thinking, where's that cat?
The vet's sort of looking and going, how long's this been going on for now? She goes, about a week. About a week he's sort of like not been off his food. And she went, And where's he sleep? Well, he usually sleeps at the bottom of the bed, but he started to come up the bed. And now what he's doing is he's sort of like, I end up waking up in the morning and he's sort of like wrapping around me. And goes, yeah,
phantom
yeah.
pregnancy.
No. He's not eating because he's starving himself so that you. Eat her. That's what he's doing.
Oh! Wow.
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 So imagine she threw that. It on the Bridgewater Canal.
I don't know what she did, but
get some
wow.
shreddies in it quick. Wow. That's a shock.
Yeah.
So the vet said, you can't trust them.
No.
Well, no, I mean, you can't. I mean, you're not going to.
I'm in this bed every night with this woman. I'm just going to eat her.
That would be.
It's been starving itself.
A big.
I mean, you'd think having them in your bed isn't,
I know,
like,
yeah. that's,
isn't
that's,
page one of no, snake keeping, is it?
Is no. she sold it and got a guinea pig or
obviously
a more reputable
I don't
pet?
Know. I don't know what the outcome is. I just heard that.
I don't know what the outcome
or
is.
Or the income. I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah.
You've got 2 weeks and then.
Yeah. She should just keep doing it as a science experiment.
She wakes up one day and she's
inside.
Yeah. Oh, that duvet. Let's get a new one. It's a bit, it's a bit tight.
It's like a sleeping bag.
Oh dear!
You've had quite a few animal encounters, aren't you, Jack? Because didn't you go away on a safari?
It was a bit like a safari, like an animal sanctuary type hotel stay. Holiday.
Special occasion.
It wasn't a special occasion. It was a birthday. It was my girlfriend's birthday. Of course.
It wasn't a special occasion.
A memorable one.
It was a special occasion.
Oh, yeah. It was a birthday in June and we went there. She's always wanted to go. And it's in England, funnily enough. Who knew? It's in Kent.
Tropical.
So it took a while to get there. But yeah, we were in the leopard sanctuary, obviously.
You sleep with a leopard at the bottom of your bed.
So we stayed in like this wigwam thing. And then you open your doors and then there's sort of like
leopards.
The leopard leopards enclosure. Around, sort yeah. of like, yeah.
Are they rescued or something?
Yes. So basically like when a leopard gets to like the age of like, when it would probably die in the wild, they sort of look after it for like its twilight years. Yeah. And they'll probably get another like 10, 20 years out of it. But if it was in the wild, it would probably die. And then if they're well enough or healthy enough, they can release them back to the natural habitat and whatnot.
It didn't look like it was in England.
I know it didn't, but it was sunny. And it's so close to France. You can literally see France. That's how...
That tropical. Country, France.
Yeah, France.
It's that close to France. You can see the rainforest from there, from Kent.
Any snakes? No.
No snakes. Tigers. Ooh. Lions.
Ooh.
Bears.
Interesting.
Rhino.
Little bears or big bears?
Big bear. One big bear that no one fucking messed with.
No, bears you didn't muck around with. I've seen that Revenant.
Yeah.
You don't muck around with a bear.
No.
It's hard work, that.
I've recently got onto bear TikTok, and I don't know how.
I don't know how. I don't think that's bear TikTok?
Yeah.
Bear.
So I've obviously watched a few videos of bears on TikTok, and now all I'm getting is like people in Yosemite being followed around by bears. Because they stalk them, don't they?
Yeah.
Bears stalk humans to kill them. And it's like, we've been being followed by this bear for half an hour. We don't know what to do.
Where are they from?
I was going for Wisconsin.
That'll do.
Yeah, they do.
But yeah, but then they stand there and they're like,
run fast,
bear! Go away, bear! Go away, bear!
Well, there's two things. There's two schools of thought, isn't it?
You can't run, though. You can't.
No,
you
can either make yourself big.
Or small.
Or very small and don't move. But then doing the big one, come on, I'll have a go.
And he goes, all right.
All right, yeah, fine. I fancy my chance. I've got two massive claws. What have you got? You've got some fly spray and some sunglasses? Come on, then. I'll take you. My backyard, not yours. He's walking out again. That lad's just tried it on. That big one, when you go, ah, and I went,
he tried that one.
Woof. Yeah. Took his head off.
Speaking of bears in Yosemite, Someone's just been to California.
Well done. Great link.
Great link.
Went and saw my brother in LA, in Hollywood, and Animal Encounter. Straight off.
Bear.
Straight off bear. So he's got a dog, Milo. Mm. Now, Milo and Star are completely different. Milo's like a cockapoo or something.
Yeah.
He's got this garden, but at the back, it's like brush, like woodland, but like burnt out, whatever. And he said, ooh, because it's so hot. You've got to be careful here.
Snakes?
No. Coyotes. Mm. They hunt dogs. So there's a pack behind there. They hunt dogs. It's funny, isn't it? You can go anywhere in the world and you can basically take it back to the same level. He said, I think there's coyotes in there. And I think they're trying to have a go at Milo. I went, no.
Just hang on. Coyote. That's similar to a wolf, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit smaller, a bit bigger than a fox.
Right.
Like, yeah. But, I mean, they go in a pack. Yeah. That's what they do. They go in a pack. They live wild.
And you're living in the garden. So you're...
Yes. I'm in the garden
you're
house.
You're at risk here.
I'm in the garden house. Door won't shut. I said to my son, you're by the door. He's like, why, Dad? I'll tell you after the holiday. So anyway, morning comes. Milo's gone out. And I hear him in the corner. He's going... And I heard this other sound. And it's not a dog sound. And it's not a fox sound. And there's a few, and there's a few noises. And then Milo just goes, like this weird sound. So I'm like, right, pajamas on. I'm recreating. I'm out. I'm back out.
Star.
Star's not with me. She's ballsy. Yeah. Milo's a bit more like, I'm going to start and then I'm going to run off.
Yeah.
So I go straight for the thing. Our kid's got this pool. He's, you know, when those filter things, you get the pool out, the wand.
Yeah,
I've thought, that's it, I'm on.
Your big net.
A big net. Yeah. 1v coyote.
You look like a bad guy out of 101 Dalmatians.
So I'm thinking, yes, exactly. So I'm thinking, there's nothing there. It's just barking at a rabbit or something. Oh, no, it's a face-off. Coyote through the bars. So I'm like, right, it's me, Milo, versus coyotes. So I give it there. This will do it every time. This will do it every time. The rock... The throw, get away, didn't move, didn't fucking move. What, couldn't understand a word I was saying. Get off of here, didn't fucking move. Just looked at me and were like, fucking no way. Another one pops up. My brother comes out, he went, coyote! It's like, I told you. And I was like, there's loads of them. I'm going, Milo, come. Milo's like in it.
Didn't know what to do.
Because it's now, we're both out, owner's out, dog wants to protect. Mm. And I'm like, we've got to retreat here. We're outgunned. Yeah. I went for a walk with my mate in the woods and he's got a dog. And a woman stopped him. We're up in the hills in the canyons in LA. And she said, you know, you're being stalked by those two coyotes behind you. And they were stalking his dog. Yeah, I was like, fucking hell. So the rest of the holiday, I'm like, coyote watch.
Yeah.
And you're not taking Star anytime soon, are you?
She'd never go. So there we go. That was my... Within seconds, I'd reduced it to an animal encounter.
Well, they're three good ones.
Three good ones.
Very strong indeed. I reckon we... end there on animal encounters and we get stuck in with the reason we are all here, the film Begin Again. We ready for the first synopsis of series 6?
Oh yeah, I forgot about synopsis. Yes.
Did you?
I forgot. Synopsis,
yeah.
But didn't it series 6 asked, and then it's always a surprise to
it
me.
It is a surprise. And it's not changed. It's not changed from series 1.
Synopsis. Series 6. I think it's a tough synopsis.
Yeah.
You've got a bit of vantage point in there, back and forth.
Yeah.
It is actually. Shall I give it a go?
Go on.
We meet a character called Dan, who is a music producer who is down on his luck, times are hard, he set up a business, he was really successful, and he's now less successful, and he can't find any new talent in a washed-up New York. And one night after he's lost his job and fallen out of his business partner, he stumbles into a bar and singing, taking a turn, is a character, Greta, played by Keira Knightley. And she's singing. She's not amazing. She's not very good. But the music producer brain starts to be able to work out how he can make her the star. Is it what she's missing? But because he's lost his job, it's a story of him having to do things the old-fashioned way. Can he get a notice? Can he get a scene? Can he get her a record deal with no money, no studios, no help from anyone? What can they do? That's Begin Again.
It's
a cliffhanger.
I thought that was a good synopsis.
Very good synopsis.
Because you could have quite easily have gone deep and could have had Corden in, Adam Levine in.
Start talking about his ex-wife.
Yep.
Could have gone very good.
Could have had everyone in.
It's a web of
how his daughter. Could have gone it all in. Now, the elephant in the room straight away is the Vantage Point vibe, innit? Yeah.
We watched it together, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had a little, because we're splitting up.
Now. We are splitting up.
We had a little last night watchy film.
Where? At the flat then?
Yeah, so we were there, Coulson, Poof, me, Chaise Long, on the big 80-inch telly, which I'd missed. I forgot how big it was, actually.
Massive.
I forgot. It's actually, I was in the film Begin Again. I might put it on my CV. but yeah, halfway through the first bit, I went, this seems a bit familiar, Coulson. And he went, whoa, Vantage Point. It is a bit Vantage Point.
It basically...
But it loses that, doesn't it?
Yeah. So it gets to the first 40 minutes, everybody else, it's...
Everybody's version of events.
Well, it's two POVs of... the night before, leading up to the start of the film, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we go back and we see how Dan basically ended up in the dive bar, and we see how Greta ended up in the dive bar. Because they're both two down-on-their-luck characters, aren't they? You know, they're both having a shit time, and it's what has happened in that day to make their life so shit. And for Dan, it's the fact that he's fallen out of his business partner, basically lost his job.
Yeah.
And for Greta, it's the fact that she's found out that she's being cheated on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also his relationship's broken down.
He was cheated on as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he hasn't really got a relationship with his kid or anything like that.
Yeah, he's had a really rough 12 months, which is obviously, he hasn't lost his job on one impulse. He's lost his job because it's been going on for ages and ages. He's almost at rock bottom, isn't he, for his character?
Small budget film.
Yeah.
It was $8 million, filmed in 23 days.
Wow.
Adam Levine took no fee.
He's Maroon 5, isn't he?
Yeah, and Adam Levine was supposed... The person who really wanted the job was Ronan Keating, and they told him no.
Oh, Ronan.
He kept trying.
Yeah, I can see why Adam Levine wanted a film career, so he said he'd do it for nothing.
He wasn't and I guess bad, there was actually, more...
apart from his beard.
The beard was bad.
God, it was bad. Do you know what it looked like? It looked like fucking John Cleese in Life of Brian, didn't it? Do you know what I mean? That stuck on.
Stuck on beard. I think it was a reshoot.
We worked out at times he had a beard and we think they built his part up.
I think they had to do a reshoot and put the beard back on. Because it was wonky. It was off. Someone had just thrown it on his face.
Fucking... But they kept talking about the beard, didn't they?
And you could tell when they filmed the gig later on, which was clearly
an evening
with Adam Levine. And he must have done the Lady Gaga thing of, I'm about to sing a song. You're not going to know the word, but act like it's amazing. So they obviously just chucked that in for the film, hadn't they?
So that's one of his gigs, isn't it?
Yeah. You'd imagine so. Yeah. The audience, because it was real, wasn't it? The audience.
Where did you watch it, Jack?
Well, you know that I've been sea fishing, don't you? So I
on the way in the car.
No, not on the way in the car.
On the ship.
I had to be up and setting off to my mate's house, who I was going fishing with. I had to leave the house at 2:30 in the morning.
You've pulled an all-nighter with Begin Again.
I have. That's exactly it. So I tried to go to bed at like 9, but I mean, it's fucking... Have you seen how bright it is?
The breakfast telly presenter.
Have you seen how bright it is outside?
You've got no chance at 9. What, go to bed when you're 11?
I know, yeah.
No chance.
I don't know how kids do it. I don't know how they do it.
They don't, do they? They fuck about. They fuck about to like 11.
Yeah.
Fishing, you've got to get up early. Is that right? Is that the score?
Yeah, I think it's the tide. I think that's why you have to go. And also it has to be dark, and they come out to eat in like the morning when it's dark, and when it's too bright they don't. But I mean, in the summer it's
Seafish. Where did you set off from?
So we went to...
Is it Whitby?
No, we went to Rhyl.
Where's that?
Wales.
Wales.
Okay.
It's a trip.
Isn't it normally Whitby?
Well, I mean, there's loads of places.
There's loads of sea.
Holyhead. There's loads of sea.
There's loads of fish.
Yeah, yeah. Bridlington, you know, loads of places.
Hottest day of the year.
It was hot, but on the sea, you don't notice it. You're absolutely fine. I did put cream on.
Did you?
I did,
you didn't
put
olive oil on?
I got told to...
By the captain?
No, by my girlfriend, obviously. Okay. And you listen to them people, don't you?
Well, yeah, off to sea. And then,
no, my girlfriend.
I listen to her. She tells me. So hold on, we've gone off begin again now.
Yeah,
where
massive.
Are we now? We're still at the start.
I'm fishing.
You're fishing with Keira Knightley. But she's given it the old guitar. She's learnt guitar for the past.
Let's just pick it up from this point, because it was a point that Ben picked up on when we were watching it.
Go on.
So Adam Levine's character, Dave Cole, is British, which he loses his accent at some point.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Well,
his first
line is a British accent.
And the rest of the time...
And the rest of it, he plays Adam Levine.
Meant to be British?
Yeah.
He just goes American. They obviously think, what is that?
You know, they've come over from London. Yeah. He's just hit the big time, and she's obviously been with him for a long time, like childhood romances, and they write together, they work together. That is their relationship. Yeah. And they've been put into this quite plush apartment in Manhattan. Now, you liked the apartment.
It's massive.
You ready for a fun fact?
Go.
Adam Levine's.
It's
his home.
That's how they were able to get that apartment.
That's how they got the location.
Just use mine.
I don't want any money. You can use my apartment.
Yeah.
You can use my gigs.
Well, I suppose it's like a big audition for him.
Yeah.
And it's Mark Ruffalo. Big name.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley, big name.
It was meant to be Scarlett Johansson. She pulled out quite late on, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Had Ruffalo done the movies with her by then?
I don't know. Ruffalo. The first 45 minutes are a bit long because of the vantage point thing. But
it's a bit thin, isn't it? It's a thin plot.
You take Mark Ruffalo out of it, you're struggling.
You're struggling.
He's good, and he plays a good character. Yeah. Yeah. And his whole character journey of the down on your luck, the alcohol, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, it's quite obvious as to what way it's going to go. It is kind of it's a typical feel-good film, isn't it? That's all it tries to be, is a feel-good film.
So when did you first see it? How old were you when you saw it?
So it was released in 2013, and I don't think I saw it until I was going out to America. I watched it on Netflix on my iPad. So I reckon I was probably maybe 18 when I watched it for the first time.
What's this film for you?
Comfort film.
Complete feel good.
But then when you think about it, when you strip it down, it's a film about music, happiness and love, isn't it, in a way? It's an underdog story with music, with love, isn't it, would you say?
No, I think that's it. I wanted the songs to be really good, and I don't think
the songs are good. You need
they?
To go over them. It didn't find itself as a musical.
No.
So it wasn't this. They obviously weren't writing it to be a musical. They were writing it to be a film, because they haven't. There's not that much emphasis on the songs in a way. But if you go and listen to them on like a soundtrack on Spotify, like Lucky Stars is a tune.
I think Lucky Stars. Thank you, Lucky Stars. Is I think you could always tell. It's a bit like when we did What's It Face with Lady Gaga, Star Is Born. You can really see when someone's a pop star.
Yeah.
You can really see the difference. Like Keira Knightley, she's not a pop star.
No.
He gets up and you're like, sing. Fair enough, he can sing.
She's not meant to be, though, is she?
Like, no.
I suppose not.
That has to be one of the best scenes in the film, when he walks in on the gig and Ben was like...
Oh, no, this was shit.
Do you think? Now, because
the fucking cello.
But I thought...
But they're playing with no people at the back. I mean, at the Disney experience at the back. Yeah. Like you're on a ride.
It was Fantasia. Fantasia, wasn't it?
He was like Mickey Mouse.
Man, mop.
But then surely the whole point of them...
Fucking mop.
Doing the two...
That's fucking great. Fucking mop.
Surely the whole point of them doing the two point of views was to show that when Keira Knightley's singing, no one is listening, and what the song is, which was very stripped back, not far from perfect, not very good. And then when Mark Ruffalo's character, Dan, the music producer, listens to it. He hears a completely different song.
Yeah.
You know, it is a completely different song. Did you not think that was a
good way of showing the potential that she has that no one else can see that he can, and that's why he's a music producer.
Yeah.
So, no, it was a clever thing. It was the CGI of the...
Yeah.
It's just that...
Someone wearing a green screen suit playing the cello. Yeah. I felt for him, though, because he's got to imagine that.
Yeah.
I was like, as an actor, going, cello, piano, that's hard.
Yeah. He looks like a music producer, though, didn't he? How would you do the thing with your hands to sell it off?
I wouldn't do that.
What would you do?
I wouldn't do any of that because I'm so good, I don't need to physically do the piano and the cello of the...
So you just do nothing.
Yeah. I'm so good. I'm a full concert.
Yeah.
This face is a full concert.
So we get into the point of Greta and Dan working together to make an album, and they're kind of doing it in the streets of New York City.
I quite liked that idea in a way.
Yeah. It's a series of ideas, don't you think, the film? It's like a series of... good bits that he's gone, oh, that would be good. Yeah. That the A&R guy hears the music that no one else can hear.
Mm.
They haven't got much money.
Because they're going to get CeeLo Green in.
And Mos Def
I didn't
there.
Get that bit.
CeeLo Green is Adam Levine's best mate.
Yes, but I didn't understand why they go to him for help. He says he helps, then doesn't help.
No, he does. He pays all the musicians.
But also the drummer and the bassist are in his band, aren't they?
Yeah.
No, they already had... the keyboard guy and the bassist. That's what they say they needed.
But
they already had them. And then he went, we need some new members.
They got everyone. They got them for a jam. And then he went, but I can't pay you. And they were like, well, we don't work for free.
Do you know
it's
Daniel Osborne on the keyboard? Rob Ballard. Do you not see him?
He popped up there. He never talks about
Absolute
it.
Absolute doppelganger.
He never says, what did you do before this, Corey? Yeah. Begin again.
Begin again.
You're on the old...
I'm the keyboard player.
We should have got him in.
You should have told us about
Gable,
the film.
He looks the spits.
Well, if we're relating it to Corey, I said this to Ben, and I'm convinced I was right. In that film, James Corden... is doing his best to play Craig Tinker.
He's playing himself, though, isn't he? James Corden is James Corden in that.
Yeah.
And he does ad-lib most of his dialogue. Yeah. So I think he's just going off.
Yeah.
And he's just... all that stuff of him and Keira Knightley sat down.
Yeah, yeah,
and he's
yeah.
taking the piss out of Adam Levine's character.
Yeah.
I think that's just him just...
Yeah.
And then he's going on about Paul vaulting up to bed.
Yeah,
and
it did say that most of his stuff was improvised. And I think... Keira Knightley kind of kept a script, but when Ruffalo was in the scenes with him, like apparently they just knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Him and Corden
she
together.
I didn't feel like it was the right film.
She didn't look
her.
Very comfortable.
She didn't look comfortable. I think it's very, very hard. I think what was interesting about when you saw Gaga do that bit at the start where she looked uncomfortable and wasn't sure. Then when it starts to come out and she hits it, you're like, oh, wow, she turns it on. And Keira Knightley, I never, ever got to the point where I was thinking, oh, wow, she's turning it on. I always got the feeling she thinks, it's not quite right.
Dan's ex-wife, your favourite character?
Oh, Catherine Keener, is it?
Yeah.
She's good. She's a good actress.
Yeah.
She's a very good actress. Ruffalo's very good in it. It's exactly what you said, Coulson. Without Ruffalo... falls on its face.
Bit of a storyline with his daughter as well.
Yeah, I quite like that.
Never really materialised into anything, is it? Because it always seems as though when he tries to speak to her, she just shoots him down and goes, don't, Dad. And then that's it, end of the scene.
But do you not think there was a character development in, you know, the way she dressed, the way she reacted with her dad, to then an ending of her very much looking like a daughter at the end of it and saying, love you, Dad. And she's got involved in his project. And at the end of it, you know, it's weird because is there an element of a love story in this film? And if so, Ben might be able to answer this more. Who falls in love?
It looked to me like if they'd had another character, someone different from Keira Knightley, there was meant to be an element of a love story between those two.
Does she not fall? I think she falls in love with him.
You think she looks too young?
I think they just look too poles apart. I think actually it probably was originally written, I don't know this, but it seemed like a love story.
Yeah.
Because then he just goes back to his wife.
Do you think she falls in love with him, though?
I think she could have played that and she doesn't. I think there's a moment when they're listening to the music going around. I quite like that scene.
I didn't.
Did you not?
Only because I think that's a terrible way to have a date with a girl. Telling the girl, I used to take my ex-wife on these dates and we sit and listen to music and why don't we do the exact same thing? I think it's really fucking weird.
See, that's what that scene, that montage, is what the film is quite like well known and famous for.
It's like, imagine someone coming up to you and said, I used to do this with my boyfriend all the time.
Should we do it?
Should we do it? And you'd be like, well...
Depends what it is.
Depends what it is, yeah. Obviously. Depends what it is. Very good.
Very good. But, I used to do this with my boyfriend all the time. Should we do
that? Sounds great.
I think we should do that. I'm all for that. Bring the jelly and the whip.
Plenty of custard.
Plenty of custard. I think it's great. Gunge me.
So you want me to trample on the chocolate cake?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like there's a bit like Vantage Point. There's a lots of elements in the film held together by Ruffalo. It's a good performance. Knightley didn't look quite there. The musicians were obviously very
talented
good.
Talented
musicians.
It's clearly, you know, the whole Adam Levine, Beg, Borrow, Steal, CeeLo, like...
They were very good.
You know, the director's come out and said he wished he didn't make this film with Keira Knightley.
Okay, so he agrees with us.
He says he wanted to get someone who was sort of raw and had the talent and be able to carry off the singing and whatnot.
To turn someone into a star. Because that was just a star
playing. He said he would
playing.
Never, ever work with models again.
Oof. Wow.
Because you remember that film Oscar Isaac did? Was it with the Coens where he played a jazz musician? He properly trained.
Llewellyn Davis. Inside Llewellyn.
And you can tell he can play.
Right.
It's very hard, isn't it? It's very hard to suddenly...
I said to you, Keira Knightley kind of does play the same character in every single film, which she kind of does. She was playing the same girl next door that she played in Love Actually sort of thing. Yeah. And it almost would have been better if it was... a raw, unknown talent.
Well, all of her sort of ad-lib scenes, I thought, were better than the ones where she's not.
She was good with Corden, but Mark Ruffalo carries her. And then, like, there was a scene with the voicemail scene, quite a big scene.
Yeah,
where she sings to him on the voicemail. Yeah. Corden kind of carries her through that. That's brilliant when he plays the little...
suit thing. He's obviously... and she goes, no, not that. Yeah. And he's obviously just... So in the end, she records the album, doesn't she? Sounds very good. They take it to Mos Def, play it to him. He goes, it's mint.
Yep.
Then there's a little bit about the record industry that $9 out of $10.
90%.
They get 90%, you get $1. She doesn't think that's fair. And then they sort of wind it up. They have that one big song on the rooftop, don't they, where the daughter plays
the
guitar.
How does it pay off for her in the end? Does she sort of release it?
She self-releases it.
Yeah.
It sells 10,000 on the first day.
But it's a bit of a fuck you to the music industry, that, in it, because she's basically got him his job back and now she's gone, I don't need you.
Right.
And it is kind of a very much of... you know, their relationship is...
That was a bit funny, wasn't it? What happens in the credits? What's in the credits?
The post-credit scene is Saul going into Dan's office.
Yes, and saying,
like, what have you done? Did you know?
That?
And he's like, no, didn't have a clue.
Yeah. It seems like they needed an end.
He sacks him again.
Yeah, sacks him. It seems like they needed an end.
Does he sack him again?
Yeah, he says, clear your locker, it's not going to work.
Oh.
That's a weird thing as well, because obviously they were business partners and he makes it out like for the divorce, he sold his shares in the business. It kind of, that's a little bit of a, there's a bit of artistic license definitely.
I suppose there had
to
be a reason why he gets binned from his own company.
Yeah. Because otherwise
so they all live happily ever after, don't they?
Shall we have a quick break?
Mm. Weird that he got back with the ex.
Do you think?
I don't think that was weird.
After she's, you know... been going off with someone
Get
else.
Get some forgiveness in your heart. Yeah, have some forgiveness.
He's in love.
You know. I didn't mind that. I preferred that than he.
Yeah, I didn't want him to get
Knightley
with her
because it would have been too obvious.
Well, I just don't think it worked.
Yeah, both
obvious, but also there was no chemistry. I just felt like she didn't want to be there. I felt she was embarrassed. Awkward. Yeah.
Mm.
That she really wanted the part to stretch herself, got to the part. It's a bit like when you
And then you're up against Adam Levine.
Yeah. And I think it's a shock, you know, when someone is a musician, being a musician all of their life, I think it's a shock. They pick up the guitar and they can actually sing and play perfectly in front of loads of people.
Kieran actually learned to play the guitar because I think the director turned around and went, look, if you don't, we can't do the shots that I want and the shots that I need. I think the scene of her leaving the voicemail, the two shot to get them both in, she kind of does have to sing.
Yeah, let's but rate it.
Quick break and we'll come back and we will rate it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back from the break, the first film of Series 6, Episode 1, Begin Again, ratings. Jackie P, do you want to start?
No, I don't. It's don't want to start.
It's you.
Is
it
always me?
It's you. It's always you.
I thought I finished,
six series
me?
In.
Six.
Right, well, I'll start off then. I'm going straight down the line, steady away, 7.5.
Sensible. I didn't see that from him.
Sensible.
I thought he was going to go could in
have
the
gone,
eighth.
I could have gone in the eighth. I could, yeah, could have quite easily gone 7. In the eighth. 5. But I agree with what we've said of, you know, for me, there's bits that I like in the film, there's bits that I get out of it, but as a film, is a bit weak, you know, and there's Keira Knightley is a, you know, it's
made $65 million.
Did it. So it did very well.
Successful. Off 8 million. Off
wow. 8 million.
It is, it should be successful. It is a good film.
It's a great idea. And I think the script is quite good. Ruffalo's very good.
He's great.
And would it have been a massively different film if Scarlett Johansson maybe might have got the part?
I think so. Or you got someone like Lady Gaga or something like that.
Well,
you got someone who really was.
I would assume it would have been a massively different film if Scarlett Johansson hadn't felt the need to pull out, because there was obviously she was obviously well up for it. And there's some part of the script or the story, something that's made her and her team go, actually, I'm going to backseat on this project, let someone else do it. So if it had that element for her to do it, you then get her in the performance. And if there is a missing element in the script, that's obviously fulfilled for her to take the job on, then you could be
Taylor
looking
Swift,
at a very different...
Taylor Swift could have done it.
Yeah.
Because
I thought
Cyrus.
Of that, you know that bit when we're watching... Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, and then in the car park, and they first meet. There was lots of scenes in Begin Again, but the Gaga Cooper scene was, they were really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And it's something. Whereas this couldn't quite hit.
A Star is Born is directed 10 times better than. Like Begin Again, if you had a good director, again, could be very different. Yeah. You know, it looks like an £8 million. Yeah. Film. Yeah. It looks like someone's first project is what it looks like. It's just a good story.
On that note, Sloppy Six.
Sloppy
Boom!
Six. Starting off series six with sloppy a sloppy six.
I'm going fine five.
Fine five.
It was all right as a watch. All right. I think Ruffalo great. I think some good performances. I quite enjoyed it. But there were bits where I'm like, it's a bit generic. It's a bit...
The beard was brilliant, bad.
Colton, wasn't it? We were going, it's like he's in a photo fit and he's just...
Fuzzy felt
on his face. And then everyone, I can't believe that Keira Knightley wasn't laughing in his face when she said that beard. That beard.
It must have been a pick. He must have shaved his beard and it must have been a pickup.
So hold on, what are we on there?
18.5 to start off series six.
We've gone big.
18.5. Out of 30.
I don't think that's bad.
I think it's a steady away film, isn't it?
I think you've done well.
For a little bit of comparison from previous series, is 0.1 more than Blair Witch from last year? He's not going to like that. He's not going to like that.
That's a kick.
I personally think that's fair.
Begin Again and Blair Witch.
Blair Witch better. Blair Witch.
Blair Witch better. I think, actually.
Well, no, Begin Again.
Well, no.
0.1
better. Speaks himself, Ben. Fuck off.
We are film critics.
I think you're wrong, Ben.
We've done it.
It's in the numbers.
Now, the reason you're all listening, the reason you all went to the shop and bought 5,000 mugs is one feature in this podcast.
Yeah.
And it's the reason that Jack has turned up today.
He's coming back for series six.
He's out of bed. He's got his mug ready. Yeah. Are we ready for a big hidden gem?
It's big. It's big.
It's big.
Right. Okay.
Are you going to sing the theme
most,
tune?
Oh, yeah. The most ropey of sections. Here we go.
You forgot that bit, didn't you?
Jack's hidden gem of the week.
Series 6 edition.
We could have been in that film. Yeah,
we could have. If we could get Matt Ruffalo to put some drums, put the mop on, the cello.
The gem this week is on Netflix. It's a series. It's quite new. Spanish subtitles.
Oh.
Six eps. I think they're about 45 minutes long. It might have popped up on your recommended for you. Well, it has on mine anyway.
Yeah.
The Longest Night. No, ring any bells?
It's a proper gem.
Okay.
It's a proper gem.
I love
gem.
It.
Okay.
Hola.
It's so, not. The gem this week is Elvis. You might have heard of it.
No. Shut up.
The gem this week
so
is Batman.
It's called The Longest Night. Basically, it starts off with this serial killer getting arrested for killing loads of people.
Yeah.
They're about to throw him in prison, and all of a sudden there's like a deviation where they're taking him, and they're taking him to sort of like an asylum, like psychiatric unit for the night, and then he'll be transported to like a maximum security prison. Yeah. All seems a bit dodgy, and it seems like there's someone helping him somehow on the inside, high up. He's like some sort of high figure, is this serial killer guy. Anyway, while he's in this asylum, this team of like Cobra mercenaries try to break in to break him out. It's like a jailbreak. And they stop all sort of communications with anybody getting any information out to like SOS.
Yeah.
So the people have sort of like tried to defend themselves in the jail against people getting in to get him.
Yeah, it sounds quite good.
It is quite good, and it's quite interesting because there's loads of convicts in this prison as well. So I've only watched the first ep. Shut up.
How?
Fucking
how?
We see the section fall on its arse immediately.
Listen.
It one's fucking great. The rest of the other five are shred.
I watched the first ep and it is very good and I'm going to continue.
When did you watch the first ep? 3 weeks ago?
No, last night.
You fast forward it. I need a gem quick.
No, and I thought.
Subtitles are dubbed?
Always subtitles.
Oh, that might be the case.
Do you know what? I don't even know if it gives you the option.
Well, that's me not watching it then, isn't it?
Oh, I fancy that.
It's quite good. Do you know what it reminds me? A little bit of like that Raid. Do you know like that?
Yes.
It's a little bit like it seems it might be something like that.
Next week, Ben, you have to pick a film for us to watch.
Yeah.
Your first film of series six. And you've got a follow-up from Begin Again.
Oof.
It's weighty,
where,
isn't it?
Where are you going to go? What route are you going to take
I'm
it
gonna
down?
I'm going to go Begin Again 2. I'm going... Probably should have been in the last series, and I thought, I've got to go big. One of my favourite films, we all know it, Kez. Kenny big. Loach, let's get it on.
Come on, Kez.
Come on, Kez. Come on. I think worth a watch.
I don't think I've ever seen the film.
Yeah.
But I did the monologue.
Yeah.
As that was my showreel.
Talking about.
And it was my monologue that got me the Corrie audition. It was my monologue that got me pretty much any audition out, because I only ever had one showreel before I made it.
I like that. So Kez got you everything.
I owe everything to Kez.
Kez.
Yeah.
Mint.
When I auditioned for the podcast, I still sent it.
between you and Chesney.
Who's this Coulson? Oh, he's done Kez. Get him in. He knows his films. Yes, Kez. That's what we got on.
So next week, we're all set to watch Kez. And if you want more Sofa Cinema Club, you can catch us on Monday in Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, where we're back for a new series of that, Ben. And you've got some new features to come, haven't you?
Tons. Too many.
Too many.
Too features. Many. It's a 2.5 hour ep.
it's no longer an extra ep. It's now a main ep.
What started as 20 minutes now takes up your week.
Are you excited, Jack, to see what Ben's got in store for us, yeah?
Yes. There's a few.
There's some great ratings,
and they are quite. Yeah. They are quite funny. They make me laugh. Mm. That's all that matters.
And it's kind of come.
So as long as it makes us laugh.
And these new features have kind of come from something that we tried out on our Patreon. And if you want to see what is on our Patreon, it is really easy to do. All you've got to do is go on over to www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub. That's where all of our bonus content is, our special monthly episodes, loads more Sofa Cinema Club, ad-free episodes. And if you're a new listener and you're enjoying Sofa Cinema Club and you want some, that's the place to do it.
You want some.
I love that. And you want some.
You want
Get
some.
Get on the Patreon. You want it. Some. You know, I know you want it.
And what we do is, if you are a new member on our Patreon, if you subscribed in the last week, we bring you up on our latest episode. We read your name out and we give you a job title in our film production business.
Slash now, cinema.
Slash cinema.
Well, I kept with cinema, didn't I? And then I ran out of jobs.
Okay. Now, these are all the people who have joined us whilst we've been out of series.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go. I think this is potentially one of my favourite features.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been talked about.
In the film industry, in our production company, we often do scenes of a sexual nature, and it's very important to make sure that we have someone who knows all the right stuff.
Intimacy consultant.
I'm going to call him sexual advisor.
That's good.
Good.
Sexual advisor is John Dick.
I had a teacher called Mr. Widger. I did. True story. True story.
Mr. Winter. Yeah. What did he teach?
It's primary school, so they teach everything, don't they? He had a ponytail.
Mr. Widger. Mr. Widger.
I mean, come on. You're teaching fucking 5-year-olds. My head fell off.
Right, go, Jack. You next.
Okay. How do you say this? Is it Welsh? Delith Casey.
What's she up to?
The Welsh production manager for when we film in Wales.
No, that's terrible.
You could give her a big job. She could be head of Wales.
Head of Wales?
Yeah. What do you do? I'm head of Wales.
Head of Welsh production.
Location manager.
You've got about 7 location managers, but
I've got a fleet.
Delith Casey is
script supervisor.
Okay, fine. I wonder how Delith feels about that.
Yeah, Ben's got
script supervisor. She's got.
No, I'm just going. Really, I'm going. It's obviously related to you, Andrew Smith. Sound. He's on sound. I'm giving people steadier wage jobs. Now.
All the Smiths. I'm going to go for our next one, Jules. I'm going to put her in makeup because we all know a makeup girl called Jules. So let's have a makeup girl called Jules.
Yes. There's a lot of Smiths here. Alison Smith.
They're big fans. They're supportive.
Alison Smith, merch.
Merch.
Come on, Jack.
Emma Collins. Mm. Grip.
You might have to explain what a grip is, actually.
So she's sort of like an assistant to the cameraman, basically. So she will... she could be a focus puller, or she could be on the dolly. She could track with the camera. Rig.
Camera, you know your way around a film studio.
Well, I'm sure after listening to that, you're desperate to go and sign up to the Patreon so that you can get a job next week. And if you want to do so, you know how. It's really easy. We're back next week where we're talking all things the classic that is Kez. Until then, have a nice week. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.